The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. Yes, hello. Hello from Minneapolis. Hi. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. It's 11 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States, 8 p.m. on the West Coast, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Sydney, Australia, and here in Ilan Omer's district in Northeast Minneapolis, it's 10 o'clock Central Daylight Time. I am Jim Peters. Welcome to another edition of Jim Peters Tonight. This is episode number 105 for those of you keeping score at home. And yeah, we took last night off. I'm sorry about that. We took 3 days off last week. I'm sorry about that. And we're taking tomorrow night off again. Sorry about that, which means in the last 2 weeks, we've taken 5 shows off. But I got to do what I got to do, you know. I'll tell you, we got, you know, I mentioned this on Monday. We got new cameras here. We got new lights. Now we're installing a new internet connection. It's about twice as fast as the previous one. We finally have fiber optic in our building. So we are upgrading. That's what we're doing. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Our guest tonight, Jeff Meyer, the CEO and publisher of Kong News. And also, I got a little verklempt here, flummoxed before we went on live here, because I'm queuing up the Kong front page, which I do for every show. When we do, they're our sponsor, you know, and I want to show the front page. I show it in real time. In other words, the page I show you is actually off of a browser window. It's live. And so I pulled up the front page to put it in the queue, the video. And there's an article on there that really, really pissed me off. And I'm looking to, we're going to talk about that. I told Jeff, if you're listening, I haven't put Jeff on yet, but if you're listening, we're going to move the commercial to the front because I want to talk about this. But God, I swear to God, this Joe Biden guy is going to fucking ruin the country. Unfucking believable. More and more bullshit. So anyway, what do we got going on here? We got it going on. I'll tell you, you know, I know you don't know that it's really true. We do. So Jeff's on tonight. We're taking tomorrow night off. Yeah. Next week, we're filling out the month with guests now. We got the dynamic duos on Wednesday. That's Jennifer Oliver O'Connell from Red State and Jeff Meyer. So he's coming on 2 weeks in a row, had a little bit of a schedule mix up there, but we're doing that. And that's fine because you love him. You know, I know I call him Mr. Warmth, kind of off of Don Rickles on the Tonight Show. But, you know, but that dates me too. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm old, I'm fat, and I'm no longer attractive. But I still have great hair. That I got. I got the hair. I still got the hair. The rest of it's gone to hell. My new nickname's Captain Cupcake. You can call me that now if you want to call in, and we'll get to that in just a second. So Thursday night, next week, we're having on Leigh Richardson. She is the founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas. She's a psychologist by training, and she deals with psychology and brain function. That's what she does. Now, specifically, she has a new book out. I'm sorry, I did not write down the title. My apologies, but, you know, when she comes on, we'll have all that stuff queued up. And the book is about how people's diets, her contention is that the primary reason people in America are getting so depressed is because our diets are so bad. In other words, it's a biochemical thing. It has nothing to do with emotions per se. That's what she thinks. My wife thinks that too. This is going to be, we've done 105 shows. My wife has never seen this. She's a good liberal girl. She just refuses to watch. But she said she might actually watch the show. She's been talking about that forever, too. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting. Jeff's wife is also a trained foodologist or whatever you want to call it. So I don't know. She might find it interesting, too. But yeah, that's Miss Richardson. She's coming on Thursday. So that'll be interesting. Then the following Thursday on the 25th, we have Kathleen Marden, and I've been promoting this for like 2 months. She is the niece of Betty Hill, of Betty and Barney Hill fame, basically the first documented alien abduction in America in 1961. And she was 16 at the time, and this story so rocked their family that she basically became a professional UFO researcher. She's written numerous books. She was Stanton Friedman's writing partner. He was arguably, until he passed away 6 years ago, the most prominent and most respected researcher in the UFO field, mostly because he was a working nuclear physicist. He was a real-time, big-time scientist. And he decided that your government is lying to you. That's what he decided. And he basically got on a plane and walked and toured all over the world talking about it. And actually, he made a pretty good living talking about it, too. I don't know if that's actually true, that he actually quit working as a scientist. But he made a very good living giving speeches on the UFO conundrum. So anyway, she's going to be here a week from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow. Leigh Richardson's going to be here a week from tomorrow. What do I know what I'm talking about? Okay, you want to call up here tonight? You want to talk to Jeff and I? This is what I'm going to recommend. You can call up with your camera. And if you go down, you know, the front of the, I might take this off when Jeff comes on, but you can call up with your video camera, your camera, you go to jimatnight.com/call. That's not the instructions. You actually have to go to that webpage to actually get on. There's a button, a big blue button on the top of the screen. You push that button and you're in the video queue. It's simple. It's easier than making a FaceTime call. No lie. I know it's kind of weird. It's a browser interface for video, which is unusual, but this works out great for us. And it was an easy way to solve a problem. How do we get your webcam on the show? You know, so we figured this out. And yeah, that's what you do. You press that big blue button. But tonight I'm going to ask you if you want to join in, because there's two people on the screen and we want to see, Jeff's a very attractive man, so we want to definitely look at him. Call the audio line. That's 563-999-3435. You talk to a sexy British lady answers the phone, and you talk to her for a little while. She's recording, but you know, you don't know the difference. You know, you got a woman paying attention to you. That's all you care about. So and she'll keep you in the queue until I put you on. So yeah, and I encourage you to do that. We'd love to have visitors. Lately, more and more people are calling in. I'm happy to, and I want to mention that too. So on Monday, a Think called in again. It's like, I think the third time he has. If you're listening, Think, if you're watching this, would you go to the contact page at jimatnight.com and send me an email? I'd appreciate it. You had a very fascinating discussion about Bitcoin. And we'll have to talk to Jeff about this too, because after 15 years of bitching about this, I finally decided that maybe I'm wrong. So, and then finally, you can send us a text at 408-458-5088. I can manage the texts in real time. I'm looking at the screen here right now where they come in. So if you don't want to actually talk to us, but you have a comment, please text it. Do not put your comments in the chat pages on our various video distributors, because I will not see them. So I don't monitor that stuff. I know a lot of people who do this do. That's kind of a big deal. But the thing is, we're on 5 different platforms right now. We got booted off of Facebook. I'm smiling. We're on 5 different platforms, and I don't want to, you know, you can't communicate among each other. But so this is the solution we've come up with. You can text us in real time. I'm looking at this, and we will get the text and we read it, and we do that sort of thing. Without any further ado, I think we're going to put Jeff Meyer in. I think that's all I got for these, I got these announcements. So let's do that. I'm going to press some buttons here. You're going to hear some theme music, and Jeff Meyer is coming on. Here goes. Yes, hello. Oh, sorry, I wake you up. Did I wake you up?
No. I'm here. I'm alive.
From a 6-car garage in Prior Lake, Minnesota, it's Jeff Meyer. How are you, guy?
I'm good. Spring is here.
Hey, it is. Now, I don't know if you heard any of what I was talking about, but if you don't mind, I told you we were going to do the Conk commercial at the end. I want to do it right now because when I was queuing up the page, there's an article here that really, really pisses me off, and I want your feedback on it. So let's put it on now.
That's why you go to Conk.com.
To get pissed off. That's right. Middle article.
One place.
I can't scroll this because I got it in the frame here, but you'll see, and this is from the New York Post. It says, Biden wants to follow foolish California and ban freelancing. I did read a little of the article, and, you know, they basically recategorize freelancing in California to make it, quote-unquote, employment. And he said that, according to this article, the Labor Department has already come up with 300 pages of regulations to do this. This is bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, and next week when Jennifer's on, we worked together. She went out to Washington for some meetings with some Congress people in regards to this. So it'll be interesting to get her input because this affects people like her directly, right?
Yes. It affects
she's
a zillion.
Independent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's an independent business person that writes articles to sell to whatever news source wants them. And yeah, this is... I mean, this is just true government overreach. And if you think it's not going to affect you because you work wherever, you know, you work for 3M or Target. Well, when they lay you off and you want to take your specialty that you have to several small businesses because no one will hire you directly, you'll get trapped in this and you won't get hired at all.
Yeah. Or conversely, Jeff, if you work for like 3M, and you're employing these people in your department, all of a sudden they're going to disappear, which means you're either going to have to hire more permanent people or go without, and you're screwed either way.
Yeah, it's I never worry about regulation that could screw the publicly traded companies. They get what they get.
Yeah.
I always worry about the people that get laid off from them and then want to experience the American dream of having their own business. And this will shut that down to some degree. But again, this is the stuff that has to happen to get enough people pinched into the vice of, I'm never going to let this happen again. And so, unfortunately, we have to go down this rat hole with these people. Ignorant, Joe Biden has no idea what the private sector is, how it functions.
No, he doesn't.
Right. And so, they'll meddle in it like they always do. And again, my motto this year is vote Democrat. Let's let them finish the job. There's no reason. I mean, I still think Trump is miscalculating. He should have sat out this election and let some other, you know, Nikki Haley try to beat Biden, which he couldn't have. If Trump wins, he's going to have to be working 48 hours a day to kill the swamp. And I just don't know if there's enough time in 4 years to do that, but he has to be extremely radical, you know, like in the first 10 days, get rid of probably 15 departments, like the Department of Education.
Yeah.
All those worthless departments to shock the system that.
Right.
We're going to disrupt this thing, and you're going to be okay.
Now, you know, as far as I know, I don't think the president can formally shut some of this stuff down, but like he can fire like 95% of the employees.
Yeah,
you know,
you got it. And that's what he'll have to do, is do it through just reducing the headcount in the department so they die on the vine.
Before you go on, I just want to point out, so yeah, this is your company here. You run Conk News. This is at conk.com, conk.com, 75 news sources, updates every 3 hours. You can spend hours plowing through this. And the headlines are all original. The pictures are from the articles directly, and the links go directly to the articles. I mean, this is a fabulous resource. I use it all the time. And, yeah, so, yeah, like you said.
Yeah, the interesting thing is this article to the left where it says Bidenomics update. I looked at that earlier. That's from Hot Air. And the statistics in there, you know, overall prices during the Biden administration are up 19.4%. And, you know, they thought they got cute with Bidenomics, that word.
Yeah.
Because the media doesn't know anything, so they just took it and ran with it.
Right.
It's forever imprinted on the interweb, right? If
yeah.
you Google Bidenomics, it's just, you can't flush it out of there. It's everywhere. And, you know, gasoline is up 47.8%, groceries 21%, eating out 21%, baby food, pet food, rent, electricity, natural gas, airfare, public transportation. And the real average weekly earnings is down 4%.
Isn't that great? So your earnings
went
down.
So you take whatever number one of these are, you add 4%.
Right.
So gas, in theory, is up 51% in your life. Again, this is doom and gloom, but we have to realize hope here is a strategy. You know, I tell the businesses I consult with, to their salespeople, hope isn't a strategy. You can't sit in a parking lot and hope the customer inside that building is going to buy from you. That is not a strategy.
Right.
But in our daily life here, we have to have hope. And in America, we should have tons of hope. One, these political parties can go away very quickly because we can vote. And we get to vote every 2 years. So you can start in this year, 2024, with an election revolution of voting for the new people. Doesn't matter the party. Just keep the new people flooding in.
Yeah.
You'll systematically shut down the uniparty.
And I just want to point out, Jeff, that that's been your thing for a long time. I think it's really brilliant, and that is just vote against the incumbent. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Right.
No, you know? Never do they get two terms. And just, they're not important. There's enough laws. There's enough regulations for the next 1,000 years.
Oh, fuck, there is. You know, and this has been my complaint for the longest time. We have basically, until Barack Obama came along, we're on the verge of, I would say basically more or less practically perfecting society. We had enough laws. Everything was running relatively well. You know, and then these people, these little fucking snot-nosed kids, they want to come in and they've decided they want to rewrite everything because of yay Marxism or whatever the fuck it is, you know, and nothing works, nothing. So now we have I'm going to go through my outline here. I'm going to actually jump ahead. Now we have a government that's basically completely gaslighting us. They lie about every fucking thing. So you're talking about those inflation numbers. Job numbers came out last Monday, right? And you know this, they're crowing about the fact that 303,000 jobs are supposedly created. That number turns out to be complete bullshit. It's bullshit. First of all, 25% of those jobs are with the federal government. Secondly, 70% of them are part-time. And third, the majority of the people that were employed last month are illegal immigrants. No fucking lie. It turns out no jobs. There were no fucking jobs. The number is just bullshit. There's no context. There's nothing. And so they're going around and look at the, it just pisses me off so much. They don't know how to do anything except lie.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you look at it on a timeline, the greatest generation, right? The ones that kind of defeated the evil of the world, born the biggest generation of fucking idiots. This is the boomer generation kids, and they're all fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's right.
Hillary Clinton's an idiot.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Absolutely.
She has no business doing anything, but she got swept up in this. We're super smart because we have a college education and we're lawyers.
Yeah. Right.
And they've been able to affect every legislature across the country. And because of that, state legislatures they're loaded with former school teachers, former school administrators, and attorneys. Those people have no idea how the world works.
No, well, the real problem is, and you and I have talked about this many times, people with real jobs and real lives and of real achievement don't want to go into politics. The people that go into politics are losers.
Yeah. Well, look at Mitch McConnell. His family fortune's up, estimated up around $50 million. Now, can you tell me what Mitch McConnell car you drive, or
no.
web service you use, or clothing line you
yeah.
use, or socks?
No.
Or your Mitch McConnell socks?
I can't.
Right? Even the patch-eyed guy was on Kong today. The patch-eyed guy, that Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Starts
with a C.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was doing my tongue. Right. Crenshaw, yeah.
Pulling at your heartstrings because he lost his eye in combat and all that stuff. That bastard has gone from with a $170,000 salary to worth $4.4 million because of his stock trading.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all insider stock. That's
right.
Why these people won't let go. And you, again, it goes back to my core philosophy. Vote for the new person. It doesn't matter. Don't give them a second chance.
Yeah. Oh, man. I get depressed.
Okay. How about all the talk between X about this fake moon landing, which I've said to you for years, we never landed on the moon.
Hold it. Jeff, I've been following this. Is there new information on this? I haven't seen it.
I saw today that Stanley Kubrick back in the 90s did an interview where he said he filmed these. He was the filmmaker of the fake landings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting because that's been rumored for years that he did it. That was the rumor. But you're
it's
saying...
kind of an admission before he died.
Yeah.
And again, he talked about he was in the middle of filming Eyes Wide Shut, and he says, I just want to remind people I'm doing this film so you understand how much you're lied to, how many secrets are happening around you you don't know about. He said, and I happened to do it about this underground sex thing just because I knew it would catch people's attention. But yes, in the mid-60s, he was contacted by NASA to set up to shoot these fake moon landings.
Huh. Wow. That's amazing.
And it's everywhere. If you look around X, it's all over the place. There's all sorts of people that have their two cents, which is what we want in a free society with free speech. It's up to you, the listener or the consumer of that news, to figure out if you're getting pissed in your ear and told it's raining, or if they have a point you can go out and legitimize.
You know, people like you running Conk News, I mean, the only reason we're going to get out of this quandary is because of free speech. That's the only reason.
Yes.
I mean, if we didn't even like, we're the only country in the world that really has true free speech. Even if you go to Britain, you know, they have some restrictions and they're getting fucked over there. They're getting screwed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been following this.
Well, and again, I want to make sure people are clear. The speech that we really want protected is the speech we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
It's the people that are in Dearborn, Michigan saying down with America.
Right, right.
Because as an American, you need to stop and say, why would they say that? What have we, the lies our government has told us, JFK got assassinated from behind when everything shows he was shot from the front.
Right. Funny you should mention that, because there's a video going around about that too. And I don't know if you've seen that.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
But again, and so the free speech, if you can't tolerate someone that says death to America, you should go to a third world country to where a dictator is, because if they challenge that, you should be able to say, well, hold on here. Why do you say that?
Yeah.
And let them explain their side. They may have experienced something you never have because you were born here and conditioned here and you believe the big lie. And that's what the free speech is, the key to getting through it.
And the thing about the death to America thing is that if you were able to somehow legally squash that, you wouldn't know those people exist.
Right.
The reason we know is because they're fucking idiots in the square in Dearborn, Michigan, yelling this shit. That's how we know. You know?
So what? They can yell it all they want.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, my point is, if there's anything nefarious going on there, we have some warning, you know?
Yeah, right.
They're advertising
right.
it.
And again, we should question, why do they think this? What has happened to them to think death to America? Is it because they came from Somalia where our military went in there and just blasted everyone? I mean, Rogan had a former military guy on today explaining the whole thing going on in Israel. And again, until you can have a discussion and hear the other person's side of the story, I don't know. Okay, what happened that you say death to America?
Well, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, and this is our friend Tim Conaway talking to us, and he's gonna be saying to us, you guys are overthinking this or just plain fucking crazy. And it might be true.
Might be true.
Yeah.
Fine. I mean, I'm not saying that there's a two-sided coin there.
Yeah.
But the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, if America dies, dude, you can't say anything anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Free speech is dead.
I mean, that's what's going on in Britain right now. In Scotland now, they have a law now that you can't even say, like, quote-unquote hate speech supposedly in your house. I mean, it's like they've completely cracked down on this. But then everybody online, this is where the free speech thing comes on, and have pointed out how all the people – in their parliament in Scotland have already basically violated their own laws, you know? So, you know, right. You know, well, you know, you should go to prison, you know, it's like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, let's lock them up.
Oh my
and
God.
Again, they never, you know, it's like that article you showed on at theconk.com. They never think of the long deal when they're,
nobody does
legislation.
I don't understand. Why don't they? Why are they so stupid? I mean, I think, but
we have a perfect system though. Remember, the legislative branch can write this shit. The courts are in place to ferret out if it's actually legal or not.
Yeah.
And so there was a case in Minnesota where it's a real estate case where some nonprofits were claiming this and that. And, you know, so the legislature wrote all this stuff, then got caught in a kind of a double jeopardy. Like, well, if you're a nonprofit and you're giving, you're renting an apartment to someone who's super low income, like at 70% below the median income, the state was saying, well, someone's got to pay the property tax. I'm like, well, it's a nonprofit. The building was built to be rented to the low income, and the state saying, well, maybe the person that's renting it should pay some kind of property tax. And it's like the court said, hey, hold on here. They're being subsidized. You can't go back and tax them. They don't own it. They're just renting. And,
yeah.
You know, someone brought it up to me and I'm like, that's why the system is perfect. The legislature can do stupid stuff, but if the courts are doing their part and reviewing it and saying, no, that's wrong, then the legislature can do stupid stuff. You just elect new people in there so they don't get the chance to figure it all out.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. The beauty of democracy, what we have, representative democracy, it is perfect. It's also slow and messy.
Yeah, right.
That's the downside.
Yes. Yeah, we're not getting out of it. They've been playing to get to this end where they're at, where they think they're close to the goal line for over 100 years, at least 58, my whole life, they've been playing to get the stooge in there like Joe, all this chaos.
Yeah.
And again, they don't begin with the end in mind other than we're going to have more power and that's all that matters. It doesn't
right.
matter the bodies.
Right.
The
no.
Of it.
No, I mean, you stop and think about this. If Joe Biden was a caring man, he would drop out of the race just because of his health for no other reason. Even if he was doing a good job, he'd not only do it for his party, he'd do it for his party. But no, the only thing that matters to him and all these people is holding on to power. That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Now I want to ask you about something. I got someone coming on here. I didn't announce this at the top of the show because we actually haven't set a date. I got a guy, a former prosecutor, is coming on to talk about this thing about these parents of this kid that shot up the school, that they, you know, they were both convicted and to prison a couple days ago. Now, I have to, when I first heard about this, my first thought reaction was, well, that's absurd. They didn't pull the trigger. You know, I mean, why could you do that? But then when you start, when you hear the actual details about this specific incident, well, it's gross negligence on their part. Yeah. But I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
So, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it to me, it's not a Second Amendment deal, right?
Yeah.
These two stupid parents bought a firearm, let the kid have it. You know, it's like giving a drunk bastard your car keys.
Yes, it is.
You'll probably get home okay.
That's right.
And he wipes out a family. Or
you know, that's actually that's a really good analogy, Jeff. That really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very,
it's
very
no
simple.
Different than a bartender or whatever.
Yeah.
Leaving drugs out on a counter and the little kid takes them. I mean, at some point, and again, I think this is going to start cases where the same thing on, you know, you raise a kid that's a piece of shit, beats everyone up in the neighborhood. They get a gun and they go out and holds, you know, hijack someone. I think this can come back and you can say, hopefully this will show precedence that, hey, the parents of these animals that are out there carjacking could have stopped those kids. And if you can get those parents have to be responsible, like these idiots that gave their kid a gun, then we've got, then the family is responsible. And in the end, they should be.
Yeah.
You knew these animal kids that are thugs are out there beating the shit out of people and robbing people. I think this could be good in the long run.
I put a note down here actually to ask you about this, about the fact that, and this wasn't my train of thought, but you just stumbled into it, about the fact that how do we get to a point in America where basically there's no one recognizes self-responsibility, or at least the left doesn't. There's no responsibility. It's like, you know, you can do anything. There's a famous Bloom County cartoon where the penguin runs around and shoots everybody and says, oh, I've got mental disorder. And, you know, bang, bang, bang. Oh, my parents didn't love me. Bang, bang, bang. You know, it's like, it's just bullshit. Yeah, but we are at the point right now where no one wants to recognize any responsibility for doing anything.
And again, the system wants that no responsibility because it keeps the chaos going. But as a citizen that's unprotected from the chaos, you're like, this, you've got to stop somehow. And so that's how you're going to have to do it is, you know, you got a 19-year-old kid that's never not been in trouble with the law. How much are you responsible for it? 50%? So if the kid gets 10 years, you get 5.
Yeah.
That'll stop all sorts of shit right away.
Right. You think so, you know?
Well, it will. It just naturally will. I mean, if you can't ship the kid out to someone else and they have to pick up the responsibility, it's yours. A quick DNA test. Who's the parents?
And you saw these.
You got 10 years, you get 5.
You saw these kids at Vanderbilt University, you know, they're going. So they did some protest in some building and the campus police called them out and their client. Did you see this? They're claiming victim.
No.
Oh, God, it was just pathetic. It's like, we're victims, you know, it's like, you know, well, the school turned, I got to get them, you know, things are changing, Jeff. The school,
oh, yeah.
The school turned around and expelled all of them, not all of them, most of them. But,
right.
And yeah, it's like, oh, but it was so fucking ridiculous. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was embarrassing. It's like, I'm not going to hire any of these kids to do anything, not even to work at my fast food joint. No, I don't want these people around. It's like, Jesus Christ.
And that's what it is. It's just these little changes that start to happen. You know, it's like in anything, you know, if you have a business that's really suffering, whatever, sales, culture, you can't go in there and just like pull one straw out, everything is better. It's a correction of a lot of small things. It's the little things that count, right?
Yeah.
It isn't just like, oh, we're going to run an ad. Sales are going to improve. Well, if the rest of the business sucks, you're just going to piss off more customers. So it's a bunch of small things. There was an article in Conk about 19 Republicans stopped this warrantless surveillance has been in the Patriot Act or one of these FISA bills. 193 voted for it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So I think we, as citizens,
hey, can
of
you
the United States,
can you clarify this? So it was the 19 voted to remove the warrantless surveillance, right? And
correct.
And 191 voted for it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And so it was a procedural thing, so the thing can't get brought to the big house for a big vote.
Yeah.
So that's what the 19 did. And again, it's, you know, you have 3-4 from Florida, 1 from Colorado, Texas, North Carolina, 3 from Arizona, Virginia, Montana, Tennessee, 2 from Southern South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Clay Higgs from Louisiana. You know, folks, if you're looking for places to move, the kind of districts you want to go to, these are clear-thinking people. They figure our government was watching about 200,000 people on average a year without a warrant. Without a warrant.
Yeah.
You know, this foreign shit was made to watch bad guys that got in here, not taxpayer. You know, you're paying for your own surveillance if you're working.
Yeah.
They're using your tax money to watch you. So anyway, there's a lot of good things going on. Doesn't feel like it, because they're little bites of this to destroy this big elephant.
Well, have you noticed this though? It does seem, I get this, I am starting to notice a very slow shift in the populace from this liberal bullshit to more conservative stuff. And I don't know if it's a reaction to the liberal bullshit. I don't know what it is, but it seems it's not happening quickly. Like you kind of said, it's a slow thing, but I'm starting, my prediction now is that this fall, assuming there's no, you know, black swan event, and there might be, because there always is, someone will plan one. But I'm thinking, the way I look at this right now, I think that the Republicans are going to blow out even more than people think they are. In other words, the polls are already left-leaning, the people are doing the polls, you know. And a lot of people, especially people who are conservatives, they don't want to talk to the pollsters, so they're probably underrepresented. I just have the feeling that it's going to be way, way worse for the Democrats than they even think. But shit does happen.
Yeah, and again, it's going to come down to the minorities, you know, to the blacks finally, to a larger percentage of the blacks that are about to break out into the middle class. You know, they've got jobs, they're working, they're part of the system, the productive side of the system. Can they have a conversation with their family members and get 2 or 3 to come with them to vote for the change? Because that's what it is.
You can't
take a dumb white suburban broad that wants to shop at fucking Macy's, and then unless she gets mugged, just her life is
That's exactly what I've brought up. In every single demographic category, everything's leaning conservative except single white college educated women.
Pampered bitches, so who cares?
Yeah, no, you know, and this is the problem. We're getting more and more brazen about saying this shit. I'm watching Gutfeld, I think, on Monday night, and he actually said, I thought this was a pretty incredible thing to say on network TV. He said, there are no liberal men. The only men who are liberal are doing it to appease their women. That's it. Now, I know for a fact that's not true, but as a generalization, he's probably right. You know, men are completely rejecting this bullshit, totally. And not just white men. It's like black men, Hispanic men. I mean, you look at these statistics. Black men are now overwhelmingly conservative, you know?
Yeah, because they understand. You know, I'm not getting anywhere with this mumbo-jumbo that the women are telling me I should believe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incremental changes, and that's what will happen.
Hey, so I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here too far, but what's wrong with the women?
I can't figure it out. No. And again, it's not worth it, right?
Yeah.
They just look at the world differently.
Yeah, they do. That's right.
You know, unless they're mugged, they're like, oh, if there's trouble, this guy's going to help me.
Well, I've told you my theory before, and that is I think that a lot of women try to, you know, so most of them either were, are, or want to be, you know, child rearers, right? You know, at some point they want children. And then they look at how they raise their kids, and most women are successful in raising their children. And they say, okay, I'm going to take all the stuff I learned raising these kids and apply it to the world at large. And you can't do that. The only shit that stuff works for is for raising kids. It doesn't work for anything else.
Right.
Because they're kids. And so then they take their stupid liberal ideas and they try to impose it on the populace or society. And it's a massive failure. It doesn't work at all.
Well, yeah. And in the child raising, which is good. I mean, I agree with you. It's because you're the dictator. You know?
Yeah.
You're the dictator to the kids. In the end.
That's right.
You have the ultimate authority. And you hold the purse strings and all, you know, I mean, it's a different dynamic than when you get into the workplace. It's like, well, people can choose to leave.
Yeah.
Your kids generally can't make that choice.
No, they can't. That's
you're
right.
Really horseshit parent. And then they just say, screw it. I'll risk it.
Yeah.
Again, the suburban white chicks,
the only problem is there's a lot of them. That's
the
thing.
I mean, but there's an equal number of conservative women in the suburbs too. They just don't talk about it.
That's true.
Because they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be in yoga and everyone's looking at them like, oh, you're one of those.
And when
they're inside, they're like, I am too, but you're getting called out.
Right. But, and also I just want to point out that I did say single white college educated women.
Yeah.
Women, it's well known that once they get married, a lot of women become conservative, mostly because then they see the pervert down the street looking at their kids and they're thinking, well, if that guy touches my kids, I'm going to kill him, you know? And so,
the other key there is once they have kids and the system starts to affect their kids without asking them, now they're really conservative.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because you're right. Now they're a dictator and they've lost power.
Yes. I didn't know Johnny was learning about wee-wees. He should have told me first.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. I
think you might have to change your title as Jim Biden Peters with all the amount of vacation you've been taking.
Oh, God, I know. It's terrible. It's bad. I know, but I got stuff going on. I got to do what
technology,
I got to do.
Technology, baby.
Yeah. Well, the technology is good. I mean, I don't know if you heard, you know, I got a new camera here. I got new lights. We're putting a new internet connection. That's helped, you know, that'll be good. And I got some other stuff going on I can't talk about on the air, but yeah. So.
Is that Ilhan Omar approved internet?
Jeffrey, you just amused me. Does she know what the internet is?
She's been pretty quiet.
She is. That's true. That's true.
She's been very quiet. She's got some competition.
She does.
By a former Minneapolis City Councilman, Don Samuels.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
A liberal. I mean, he's a declared liberal, but he.
He's not crazy.
he's sick of seeing his side getting pushed out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every corner, they're getting pushed out of there.
He almost beat her last time. So it's like, you know, it's going to.
Right.
And I don't know if you've been following this. All of these people in this quote-unquote squad now have very serious competition for their positions. I think there's a good possibility AOC is not going to win.
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be that stupid, right?
Yeah, publicly.
Say stupid shit and not get eaten up. And she's young, so she just doesn't have that. She doesn't know how to turn in the middle of a fight and run
right.
in the corner. That
right.
Day. She stands out in the middle and keeps getting punched.
And also, her local constituents in Queens are really pissed off. She's not paying
well,
any.
Well, they're hurting.
Yeah, that's right.
New York, everyone's hurting there.
Yeah.
Whether you got money or not, you're hurting. Nothing is going right.
That even reminds me of another way that they're gaslighting America about the crime statistics. You know, I don't know if you've been following this the last couple of days. They're saying, well, crime is going down. Well, the reason crime is going down is because, now I don't know if I got to get this straight, but you get the idea. That is, if you're arrested and hauled into court and you're let go, if you're not issued a court date, technically it's not a crime. So all these people in New York City who've been arrested and immediately let go, none of that counts. None of in the crime statistics. So
hey, when you get to set the rules,
that's right.
You get to say this is how good it is.
That's
and
right.
People, it's good. Just in Minnesota, they haven't had a $17 billion surplus. Our state budget runs on a biennium, so a 2-year deal, which will end in 2025, and they're already predicting a $2 billion shortfall. So. They've just about doubled the, or added about 40% to the sales tax in the state. So most sales tax in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area is 9.75%, but only a beautiful 20 miles to our east, Wisconsin, is at 5.5. So if you're in the metro area of St. Paul, Minneapolis, just take 94 or take a beautiful drive up and go out Highway 8 or out to St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, or Hudson, Wisconsin, or La Crescent. Just bring your sales tax dollars over there.
Yeah. You can move 25 miles and miss a lot of this tax shit.
Yeah. Or just go buy your stuff over there. You know, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
The commute's a pain in the ass. Because there's just one main artery that crosses 94 from Hudson into Minnesota, and that there's already a lot of traffic on it. But, you know, make your shopping list and go enjoy Hudson, Wisconsin. Save yourself almost half the sales tax.
I don't understand.
It's real money.
Oh, it is real money, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do the shopping for my family. I've been bitching and moaning about this for like 2 years. It's like, no, prices... And to me, in a realistic level, I don't know how much grocery shopping you do, but realistically, in the last 3 years, the appearance at the grocery store is that price has gone up 50%. That's the appearance.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not true on every single item. But
well,
you know,
and I look at how you buy some fruit or a salad, you know, some kind of greens.
Uh-huh.
The shit goes bad in about 4 days because... It's been there so long, they can't turn it over.
Yeah,
fast enough.
That's true.
People don't have the money.
I've noticed that too. Yeah.
I'm not blaming the grocery stores. They're screwed. They've got it. They want to try to sell it.
Right.
But it's just, it's like, you know, to your point, Barack Obama thought he was cute when he said, you didn't build this.
Yeah, yeah.
And what he started was the spiral of this system, this well-oiled machine, which again, yep, it leaves people out. Yep, it's not fair in a lot of places, but the majority of it was running fairly well. And now he disrupted that. And so now this thing's chugging along. They throw in COVID. Biden didn't know what he was doing. So when he came in and beat Trump, he did not help. He didn't say to the government, okay, we're out of the COVID thing. We're done spending this fake money.
No.
So whatever isn't spent, I'm declaring today it's done. It's gone. We don't owe it. We're not going to spend it. And he might have helped himself or his party because in the end, you know, Minnesota's been run by Democrats 58 years, 57 of the 58 years I've been alive. They can say what they want. If a Republican government gets in there, they're not going to solve the money problem anytime soon. And, you know, if you're at a conversation at a nice breakfast on a Saturday morning and you say, man, the Democrats did a hell of a job pissing $17 billion away.
You'll get shot.
People look at you and go, what?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, can't blame me. Can't blame anyone I voted for. I'm the minority. I'm in the minority.
Yeah, but what do we do about the federal deficit? I mean, $34 trillion. The current budget that the Biden administration has proposed for next year is $7 trillion. And they're just, they are making money up like drunken sailors. I just don't understand this. This cannot go on forever. And you were talking about like Trump cutting employment, like some of these agencies. If somebody just needs to get in there and say, well, we're going to slash the annual budget by 50%. I know people's heads would explode, but it has to be done.
But whose head's going to explode?
Well, the liberal.
No one that's working, everyone's going to go, awesome.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so,
I
right?
I got a 50% raise.
No, you're absolutely correct, and you're right, and that's a good point. The people's head, it's the media and politicians, right? The public
right.
won't care. After the public,
and the
probably...
media has already picked their side, right? They're on the side of the Titanic that doesn't have any lifeboats. They're done.
They are done.
That's true. They're going to go down. And when someone says, oh, can you believe this or that isn't available? Yeah. Go on the fucking internet. You can rebuild a car watching YouTube videos. What the hell do you need a library for?
Yeah, it's really
unless
true.
Unless you want to watch child porn.
Yeah. No. There's this beautiful new Cesar Pelli Library in downtown Minneapolis. And as far as I can tell, it will be the last library building ever built. I don't think they'll build another one.
No.
I don't see any reason to do it.
No. It's a buggy whip.
Yeah, that's
it.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Right. Yeah. Man, we got it going on, don't we?
We do.
Oh, hey, let's talk about AI a little bit. So, you know, do you have any thoughts on this? You know, the half the scientific community thinks this is going to end up killing us. And the other half said, you know, it's all bullshit. It's like, you know, crazy. And I'm looking at the investment in it. Right now, the investment in AI in the stock market is roughly equivalent to what happened with the internet itself in like the late 1990s. You put .com behind anything and you could sell a ton of stocks. Nobody really gave a shit. It's the same thing going on. No, most people don't even know what AI is, and yet they're throwing money at it. You know, I just find this kind of hilarious. And go ahead.
So I'm approaching it like the .com because I got sucked into buying all sorts of shit that had no value. They would fake that it was running up and say, hey, we're going to sell that and go buy some more fake land over here, .com, whatever.
Right.
So number one, it's like when the big companies went overseas to use their customer service and you called to ask a question and some poor person in India tried to fake their English and get you an answer. You know, AI can only do so much. And then you hear that, geez, these guys aren't speaking a true language, so it's fake. I mean, people that want to see art and Picassos and shit recreated, who cares?
That's what I think. I'm with you.
Yeah. AI is not going to solve your computer issue. YouTube is. You can watch someone, a human being, fix it because they have a procedure to eliminate, this didn't solve it, go back, go this way. You know, AI, they say they can do that, but it's up to whoever programmed that to get it to think, you know, logically. And we know from watching the Chinese, they've had a closed culture for the majority of their time. They opened it up. And now if you went over there in the early days and said, make me this pen, they had no freaking clue how to do it. Someone had to show them, unscrew it, see how it comes apart, see all the integral parts. This is how it works. I mean, it took them years to figure that shit out. You can't, if you don't know how it works, you can't copy it, even if it's sitting. They had the pen. They had no idea.
You know, I have a lot of scientists on this show, and I ask all of them because this really fascinates me. People say, well, AI isn't sentient. And my counter to that is that when would we know if it became sentient? At what point do you, what point when there's a line crossed and can anybody tell? I mean, right now,
right.
This was, I put this on it was actually a show description, and this show did really well. I think probably because of the description. You hear about this, the Saudis built this AI robot. You know, I don't know if you heard about this. And so they're debuting it at some, you know, some convention or something like that. And this female reporter standing in front of it doing her stand-up, and the robot pinched her in the ass. Now, who?
Someone programmed that.
Well, that's the thing. If someone didn't program that, that's terrible. Something's gone terribly wrong. That's the thing. Either somebody did or somebody didn't. Either way, I don't know. It's like, you know. Shit.
Somebody did. Let's face it, there were guys involved.
Well, yeah, you're right. Guys write code. That is a general rule, right? Yeah, I know.
You got it.
It's pretty funny, but it's like, I've been wondering that. It's like, okay, so this, if this thing actually becomes intelligent, how would we know? You know, because right now it just basically mimics people, but I don't know.
I to me, what are you going to do about it? It's either going to work or it isn't.
Yeah.
And most of the shit that they say is going to work falls. Look at windmills and solar panels.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, God. You know what I think.
They're propped up as anything fake. They're the Wizard of Oz.
They are. Totally. Totally. And you know, I've always said this, Jeffrey, at least the solar panels actually do kind of work. The windmills, that's completely, totally bogus. It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to put these windmills out in the Atlantic, you know, and they will, 50 years from now, there will just be a giant, giant, like, sculptural relic. People will go out there, oh, look at this stupid shit, you know. It's like, God, it's just awful.
They'll be spinning in a 100-foot wave that they've never seen there comes in and just takes off all the blades.
That's right. That's right. So, Jeffrey, I told you when we were setting this up tonight about the fact that I was going to do let you go and then do a little stuff at the end. But I want to do the stuff at the end. I do part three, which is basically weird shit. So I got three things I want to run by you. I want to actually do while you're here. First of all, and I have a photo for this. Here's the headline. I'm a 70-year-old escort who's bonked 1,000 men, including men 50 years younger than me. And so this woman, here it is. You can see her. They show she's a professional escort. That's what she does. She's 70 years old. And now you can't unsee that.
That's right. Thank God for black electrical.
Yeah. Yeah. Duct tape's good for everything, man. So, okay.
Yeah,
I got another one. This is interesting. Here's a headline again. Trolls say my these are real headlines on the internet too. Trolls say my untamed body hair isn't sexy, but that won't stop me from flaunting it. And I don't have a picture of that. You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
No.
And finally, I've been harping this for about 3 weeks, and I think I sent this to you. I sent like a blast email to a whole bunch of people that I know. The headline is: I was born with two vaginas and use one for each boyfriend. That's not cheating. I don't know why. I've been laughing about this for 3 weeks. A friend of mine sent me.
And again, the progress with that, the problem with that story is our fake progress. That person could be doing the state fair circuit under the freak show tent.
Oh,
making probably a couple $100,000 a week, showing their two vaginas to people walking by. Back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, when those were still at, you know, the guy, the 400-pound guy, the
right.
Sword swallower,
uh-huh.
All that shit in the freak show tent, you know, you were giving them like 50 cents to get in there. Now they'd be getting a $50 bill
yeah.
to see the two vaginas.
Well, there's always, I never thought
and
about
you
this.
You can monetize it, but progress is limited to monetization.
Oh, my God.
With two vaginas.
Those are more wise words have never been said. Oh, God. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, man.
OnlyFans page and the freak tent.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say the modern version of the freak tent is OnlyFans. That's,
right.
That's the thing. You know, people are making enormous amounts of money. I am I just stupid, but I'm astonished at the in men are insatiable about watching women like undress and shit. It's like the old joke about that Ron White told us, like, once you've seen one pair of titties, you want to see all the rest of them, you know? It's like,
yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah, it is. It's amazing how that is. Think of the money jerked out of the economy.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Not spent at the grocery store. Some cat's got to get his OnlyFans paid up.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Thanks. So we're going to see you next week, a week from tonight, you and Jennifer together.
Jennifer, and it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about this independent contractor stuff. I know she's been working that story. So,
hey, Jeff, really quick, is there an advantage for the government to do that from a tax basis?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, you can't cheat. Your employer is doing your withholding.
Oh, God. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? That's absolutely correct. Right. Jesus.
And everyone, I've said this forever. I've said it to my accountants. They're just agents of this freaking government. Why shouldn't everyone just set up an LLC and have their employer hire their LLC so that when you drive to work, that's a business cost. You can write off that fuel, your clothing, all that shit. No one wants to touch that question because you know what?
It would totally bust the system. And not only that, it wouldn't be that hard. I think you can.
Hell no.
Here in Minnesota, I think it's $55 to file. $55. Yeah.
You got your own Jeff Meyer LLC.
Right. You're right. It would bust the system.
Insurance? I don't want that. I'll take the cash. I got my own through my business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's always illuminating talking to you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And we're actually looking at each other. Look at that. That's modern technology right there.
That's right.
It's like,
this ain't no AI, baby.
No, I'll be replaced by AI at some point.
Yeah. I got to go make sure all 6 garage doors are locked. You know?
Okay, man. All right. So you have a nice week, and we'll see you next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you. Oh, I should play the. Oh yeah, here we go. I should have done that. I don't know what I didn't play the bumper music. That's Jeff Meyer. He's the CEO and president and publisher of Conk News at Conk.com. That's CONK.com. By the way, we didn't mention when we did a little promo at the top there. It's completely free too. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to sign up for register or anything. It's a free service. They run some ads on the page, but that's it. So, you want to check it out. Really, it's the best news aggregator on the planet. I'm not kidding. Now, and here's, once again, if you need to see it, here's a 70-year-old woman who's working as an escort. And like Jeff said, it's like, God bless duct tape, huh? Okay, yeah, we know what's going on there. We got it going on. Okay. All right, so I want to thank you folks for watching. We're done for tonight. I did the part 3 thing with Jeff on because I wanted to get his reaction and all those. It's like, the C block. It's the weird stuff. That's where we do the UFO stuff, the paranormal stuff, all that stuff. So, thank you. Thanks for watching. So, we're taking tomorrow night off. So, we're off tomorrow night. We're going to be back next Monday, Monologue Monday again. I know it's like, 3 times in 3 weeks, but there's too much news. I mean, we're going to be off 4 days. So, there's too much shit to talk about. So, I do solo Mondays. We don't have guests if we can avoid it. So, and we have, next week we got Dynamic Duo. Jeff's coming back with Jennifer Oliver O'Connell on Wednesday. I got Leigh Richardson, the woman. What's the name of that organization? Something about the brain power thing. Hold on a second. I'm going to get this right. These people are very nice to come here. So she's the founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas, Texas. And we're going to be talking about the fact about her new theory is that the primary reason people are having so much depression issues in America. It's not, it's diet. That's what she thinks. So I was going to mention that to Jeff too. It's like, you know, I said this at the top of the show. My wife, I've done 105 episodes of the program. My wife hasn't seen a single one, but this one she might watch. She said she might actually watch this one. So yeah, that's next week. I'm going to have a good weekend. I got work to do tomorrow. Like you care. Yeah, we got it going on. I'm Captain Cupcake. Wishing you a good evening. Good night, Esperanza. Good night, Uncle Donnie. And good night to you wherever you are. We'll see you on Monday. Take care.